Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Don DeWard joins us on today's program to look back at accomplishments for the city of Pella in 2022. This is part one of a two-part conversation.
Well, Mayor DeWard, here we are again at the end of another year. 2022, easy for me to say, has come and gone. And obviously a lot of big projects that have been accomplished here in the past year in the city of Pella. As you look back at some of the highlights for this past year, what are those that really stick out to you?
Well, the first thing that sticks out to me is we kind of came off of two COVID years. So we really kind of were able to put that behind us. I know that it's still out there and there's still people getting sick, but it hasn't dominated our what we do and those kind of things. So when I think back, I think about a tulip time we had back in May. That was a normal tulip time. Weather cooperated. There was huge crowds. So that was a really exciting time. And it was fun to get back to normal. And as I said, I think we, by most estimates, we were somewhere near a record crowd. So people came to Pella, and so it was a good year. But overall, I think 2022 was a great year for our community. We saw tremendous housing growth, something that we've been talking about and working on for the last few years. So if you travel around, you see a lot of new houses. We have for instance, out in Prairie Ridge, I think right now there will probably be about 35 houses out there by this summer, which is pretty phenomenal for a short a period of time. We've seen, the Cading properties come online, so we have increased a lot of rental properties. So housing we've really filled a lot of need there. We still have a ways to go. We got the Timberview project that get launched this year. And that's another opportunity for housing, which again, we continue to need more of that. We saw a lot of new business come online. We saw our growth within our businesses. Obviously, we still, I think we're kind of, from a business standpoint, experience a little bit of growing pain. We got a lot of new business have come on. Our population and job base hasn't, or our people needing work or available for work hasn't quite grown. And so we have some situations where we're short on employees. We have a lot of job openings. So, you know, I think that that'll catch up. And I think we'll, as a community, we'll be able to correct that so that we can get all these jobs that are open filled. So yeah, a lot of great things. The 4th of July celebration was great again, and it was warm, but we had a big crowd. And then, of course, to finish the year with our new lighting in Central Park, and kudos to Spirit of Pella for some of the things that they've done for our community. You know, I always say people want to come to Pella anyway, and so they've been coming here this Christmas season. It's been fantastic, lots of crowds. And the Central Park has just been a place to gather. I don't know how many pictures have been taken there from visitors. So from a tourism standpoint, another great year. All of our buildings downtown, you know, if one does open up, it gets filled right away. So we have a great economic environment. And, we're doing well here in Pella.
Well, infrastructure-wise, some pretty big projects that were also accomplished. A major street impacting our school district was a huge transformation there, especially with the tennis courts project that's shifted over to the Pella School District. And then many other infrastructure projects that many people may not have heard about or got lost in the shuffle of some of the bigger discussions we had about quality of life, but infrastructure, another big year for that.
Yeah, that's something we just have to continue to work on, and we have a pretty well thought out plan of how we're going to attack those. But yeah, as you mentioned, the East 8th Street and University Street redo around the new tennis facility went very well. Great job. It's a beautiful road. Just made that area so much better and accessible there. We finished a project out in Boss Landon Drive. It was in much need out on the southwest end of that street. That got done. And we've got other projects. The Oostpoort Alley got done. We're working on the other alley by next to the old city hall there. We'll finish that next spring, but got all the underground infrastructure done. So they'll pave that and get that back to brick next spring. So yeah, we're making a lot of progress. And when we go to budget session this next year, we will have some more infrastructure projects. We're going to pave, make the old Prairie Street down by the new telecom building into a real city street. It's a gravel road right now. That project's going to happen. And so, yeah, a lot of infrastructure, but we will keep attacking that.
Well, maybe the big thing that transitions us from 2022 to 2023 was the thing that passed this past September, and that was a local option sales tax extension. I know it got somewhat contentious in terms of the election, maybe more so than it typically does for that kind of a measure, but ultimately it passed with the majority of voters. Close to 55% of voters said yes on that, if not a little higher. Your thoughts about that? Because that was obviously setting the stage for what we're looking at in the next year, but the local option sales tax passing this past year was probably, in terms of city finances in the future, the biggest news item of the year.
Yeah, no question. From a legislative standpoint, that was one of the bigger things that happened this year. And, you know, the citizens of Pella voted to continue that tax, which is, you know, it's just a great source of revenue for this community. And the great thing about it is visitors that come that don't live here and contribute every time they purchase something in Pella into that sales tax, they're helping us work on some of these projects. So that was a very important vote, and I was very pleased that it passed. And so that just allows us, that guarantees us a very steady cash flow moving into the future. And, you know, as we've talked about, our plans for that is to use part of it to invest in some new facilities, a new rec center, and renovation of the current community center. Those obviously are two big projects moving forward, but that local option sales tax gives us a great basis to be able to help fund some of those.
Tune in to Let's Talk Pella Friday to hear from Mayor Don DeWard as he looks ahead to big projects coming for the city of Pella in 2023. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.